verse today comes from Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. In my previous Let's Talks, I shared how God made his word real to me. As a new believer, the first verse I ever memorized has kept me diligent to study the scriptures when teaching the children of Bible Fellowship Church. Next, God brought a verse to my mind in a very practical way during a time when I was angry. He then brought two different verses from two different sources on the same morning I was struggling with a decision. And finally, in the middle of a dark season, God brought a verse to my mind while standing at my coffee pot waiting for the coffee to brew. At the time, I had no idea it was even a Bible verse. God's word is my very life source. I am not a theologian. I'm not a deep thinker. I would not attempt to debate the mysteries of God. I would never attempt to explain predestination or discuss post or pre-tribulation. But this I know, God reveals himself to me through his word. I have heard mockers who taunt Christians asking what God's voice sounds like in order to make us appear foolish, delusional, or liars. I have heard many speak against the inerrancy of Scripture, questioning how do we know the Bible today was not simply chosen by flawed men with an agenda? How do we know the books of the Bible that were left out should have been left out? How can we know the Bible was truly inspired by God? I find I am not shaken by any of the opposition to the Bible being the God-breathed, without error, Word of God, because God brings it to me personally. Why would a perfect Heavenly Father instruct me from His Word if it was not what He claims it to be? The Bible is the foundation of my faith. It is enough. This assurance is why I teach the Bible to the children at BFC. I desire for them to experience God interacting with them in a practical, personal way from His Word. The world will try to confuse them over creation versus evolution. Teachers and professors will present different religions as equally good, declaring there are no absolute truths, and your truth is good for you, and mine is good for me. My heart is for our children to experience God in a practical way through Bible memorization and our stories of how God has used His Word to speak to us. My hope is God will become known to each of them in a personal way, which will sustain them through their lives. Life is hard. Evil is real and everywhere. I cannot explain why it seems at times that evil is winning the day. But when the God of all creation orchestrates the timing of my daily devotions to highlight the same verse from different sources, that is all I need to know that He is in control and He knows what He is doing. The child's song that I did not learn until I was an adult is true for my life. The B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God. The B-I-B-L-E. Let's pray. Father, oh, how I thank you for being so intimately involved in our lives. I thank you for giving us your word to guide and instruct. I thank you for meeting us on such a sweet and personal level, which builds our faith and gives us calm assurance that you are who you say you are. Amen.